بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لقاب قوس في الجنة خير مما تطلع عليه الشمس أو تغرب. We are still in the chapter of the great virtues and ni'mat of Jannah and how beautiful it is and how vast. In the previous hadith we read that people who will be living in the upper palaces of Jannah, they will be so far away as the stars are away from us. We might wonder, how is that possible? So just how this is possible in the dunya. We see the stars which are so far away, and scientists are trying to discover whether there is life or life is possible on Mars, etc. So as this is possible and we are witnessing it, and the akhirat is, the dunya is just like a mother, the womb of a mother compared to the whole dunya. It cannot compare at all. So Jannat is extremely vast and extremely great. Yeah, another great aspect of every piece of Jannat is explained. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu anhum says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَابُ قَوْسٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that the length of a bow, the bow and arrow that we have, so the bow which is sort of circular, just the length of that in Jannat, خَيْرٌ مِمَّا تَتْلُعُ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ أَوْ تَغْرُبُ, is more better than all the things of the world on which the sun rises or on which the sun sets. So whatever there is in the world, and how much of things, all the gold and silver, all the buildings, whatever there is, just that area which the bow covers, that little area, is more better than this whole dunya. And also more better than this dunya on which the sun rises or on which the sun sets. Even what the sun sets on, whatever there may be of the night, all that, that little sphere, that little area, just where the bow lies, is more superior than all this. So we can imagine then the whole of Jannah. And the last person to get Jannah, which will be 10 times the size of this dunya. So he is every portion of Jannah, which is more better than this whole dunya and what it contains. We cannot imagine how enjoyable, how beautiful that Jannah will be. This is from two points of view. That is, the one is that all what the sun shines on, that is during the day, all the valuables and all the things of this dunya which man craves for and man works for so hard, that small piece of Jannah is even more superior. The other is, or at night, whatever there is at night, people might be thinking of their night life, their enjoyment, but that one little piece is better than all of this. And according to the commentators, the word what the sun rises on, or what the sun sets on. It might be, he did not remember correctly, so he mentioned both. That what the sun rises on, or what the sun sets on. Other commentators have said, yeah, the word O is in the meaning of were, and. Not or, but and. That little piece of Jannah is more better than whatever the sun rises on and what the sun sets on. That is the 24 hours. Whatever there is in this dunya, that small piece of Jannah is much more superior. And then it is superior from two other aspects as well. One is, as far as space is concerned, the Jannah is much more superior. The other is, as far as time is concerned, that Jannah will be forever and ever. that this dunya, no matter what you get, how much you get, but it is extremely temporary. A person can live for 100 years also, which is very rare, but then also in the year after, you will say, I just lived like for a part of the morning or part of the afternoon. When we will see time in its complete perspective, then we will realize that we hardly lived in this dunya. And all that we were required while we were in this dunya is to set to fulfill the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Or it means the quality of things. That is the quality of Jannah, the quality of this dunya is extremely inferior. It is very, very inferior compared with the quality of Jannah, which is very, very much more superior. So even as far as duration is concerned, even as far as quality is concerned, Jannah is the actual goal of a person. And that should be our maqsad, our object of life. If we can, every morning, whenever we can, make this that my niyat is akhirah. My niyat is the pleasure of Allah, which will be manifested in Jannah. My niyat is not this dunya. This is just a means for me to cross. Like we need a boat to cross the river, the water. Like that, this dunya is just for us to cross over. But the real object is akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that object. And physically, also practically, that we make effort in that way. Wherever we have erred, Allah is still so kind that He has given us the door of Tawbah, and not just permitted us to make Tawbah, commanded us to make Tawbah. And then we reach Allah Ta'ala clear and clean. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. Wa akhiru da'wana.